1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
I just wanna cut loose, snip, fuck a job, fuck you. I can be my own boss, on God. Just come up on check. Make my own bread, taken from the patent, cause my holy, fully dead, oh my God.
Yeah, people say I work too hard, but that is not your business, not your job. Yeah, people say I work too hard, oh my goodness, oh my gracious, oh my God.
First things first, let me tell you, I only take the money if the tin blue. She don't really care what I'm into. I did this for myself, I had a breakthrough. I'm by my revenue, I'm by my profit. All my lyrics stand as profits. And my last bitch was a goddess. I gon' make these hits, I promise. I promise. I just wanna loose, snip, fuck a job, fuck it. I can be my own boss, on God. Just come up on check, make my own bread, taken from the patent, cause my holy, fully dead, oh on God.
Yeah, people say I work too hard, but that is not your business, not your job. Yeah, people say I work too hard, oh my goodness, oh my gracious, oh my God.
I just wanna cut loose, snip, fuck a job, fuck it. I can be my own boss, on God. Just come up on check, make my own bread, taken from the patent, cause my holy, fully dead, oh on God.
Yeah, people say I work too hard, but that is not your business, not your job. Yeah, people say I work too hard, oh my goodness, oh my gracious, oh my God.
Yo, wake up. It's your favorite morning show and your favorite morning show host, obviously. My name is Issa Arian, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Welcome. So, before we get started, we are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish territory here live from Pacific Spirit Park, and welcome to Off the Beaten Path. If you've never listened to this show, you are in for a treat. One of the things that I've started doing is I started doing the show standing up. I don't know what that where it came from, but you know what, you are here with me. We are starting here in Vancouver, BC, live in the dark. Oh, today, even though it's today, like, you know, when we talk about the stars and universe and Mercury in retrograde, and one, I feel like Mercury has been in retrograde for a long effing time. And I don't know if you know what that means, but it means you get to blame your mistakes and make excuses for everything that you do, because Mercury's in retrograde. You know, it is the rules. I don't make them. I just follow them when they seem like appropriate. Anyways, so this is Off the Beaten Path. If you've never listened to the show before, what we like to do here is we talk about some of the things going on here in Vancouver, then some of the things going on Canada-wide, things going on in North America, and then maybe we'll talk about some space shit if it comes up. Are you with me? Okay. I appreciate it. Also, we do like interviews on here, and we talk to some really cool people. I was actually thinking about having a friend here who was launching a pretty cool product, but I don't do paid advertising for free. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, you know, the people who listen to the show, they really rock with me. Like, you know, we got a really tight connection. And if I told them about something, they would feel like I was endorsing it. And I can't endorse a product that, one, I haven't been paid to endorse, and two, I never use. So, you know what? I'm sorry, friend. However, next week, I will have someone on here who is talking about something that I do believe in, and you'll love to see it. Anyways, we're here. We have some cool guests on here. We talk about art, culture, news, and, you know, and you just really get my opinion as we, you know, go down the path of my brain, which is never straight, but always gets you to where you need to be. You know what I mean? I know you understand. Listen, if you have listened to this show, welcome back. And if you haven't, you know what? You're in for a treat. And you know what? Welcome. It's part of your new Thursday routine. Listen, you heard it here. You know, whether you're getting your kids ready for school right now, or maybe you're getting yourself ready for school. Maybe you are at a job that you can't stand, or maybe you're at a job you love. You know what? Bless you. If you are, if you go to work and you love your job every day, you know what? It's all you can ask for in this shitty ass society. When I say shitty, I mean it's great. Listen, I smile and I laugh almost constantly, so it can't be too bad. But you know, sometimes you're just making the best out of bad situations, and you know what? Or sometimes you're making the worst out of good situations. So, you know, you have to just love it. Anyways, I saw The Joker this past weekend, and I thought it was overrated. I don't know. I kind of got tired of people telling me, you know, that it was the best movie they've ever seen, and I had to go see it for myself because, you know, you can't take people's words for everything. You know, I got tired of really telling people, like, wow, you know, Joker, that's the movie, best movie I've ever seen, when I've never really seen it. So when they asked me a follow-up question, like, oh, what was your favorite part? I had no idea. So I had to, couldn't make it up anymore. So I had to go check it out. And I wasn't to say I was disappointed, because it wasn't bad. It was just long as shit. And so if you haven't seen it, I'm going to spoil it. It's about the Joker, I don't know, and how he becomes a Joker. I was just not impressed. I mean, I was impressed. I liked the colors. I liked the shots. I liked the movie. I liked the premise. I really liked the Joker. He's one of my favorite villains when it comes to the Batman universe, because sometimes the shit he says kind of makes sense. Or maybe it makes sense to me. However, the movie... meh. Would I see it again? No. Would I go to the theater and see it again? Hell no. Maybe if I came to my house and they had like a condensed version, maybe like an hour and a half, I could not sit in and watch a 2-hour and 40-minute movie again. That's not my thing. However, I did go to a comedy show last night at the Foxhole in the projection room, and it was five of us in the room. Now, if you are listening, you know exactly. And you really get me, you know what I mean? You know exactly what that means. And honestly, in Vancouver, like, that was a lot. Like, we should have exchanged cards or something like that, but we didn't. But it was nice to see. Nice to see some performers, people, you know, with jokes that I found to be sufficiently offensive. And that's how I like my jokes. Anyways, you know, we like to start here with the weather, and so the weather in the fall is particularly depressing. So today, I'm just going to go like, is it going to rain today or is it not going to rain today? You know what I mean? Like, it hasn't been raining for the past few days, which has been great. I'm trying to get back into exercising. So I've been riding my bike a lot to work, and I appreciate the no rain because I'm just not prepared to be biking in the rain. And it's not that I don't know that it's coming. Like, I understand, you know, how the seasons work, and I could have been preparing for this all year. Like, I kind of do have the gear to bike in the rain. Like, I sail in the rain, and I have the same stuff. However, I don't have fenders on my bike. And I know that that seems like table stakes for biking, you know, in inclement weather. However, they make your bike look so stupid that, like, I obviously care too much about, you know, my aesthetics on a bicycle. Like, I'm already riding a bike. Like, give me a goddamn break. Anyways, it's not supposed to rain today. Rain tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. However, Wednesday and Thursday next week, it'll be raining again. And then also raining Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So enjoy the nice weather today because you won't get it for another 2 weeks. Moving on to some things that are actually going on here in Vancouver, but not just here in Vancouver, in Canada in general. The Canadian Icons did not have a good week. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're like, wow, I haven't heard anything about Justin Bieber. I haven't heard he's having an animated series come out. You know, is there any news about that? No, we're not talking about Justin Bieber. We're talking about Don Cherry and Drake. So, for two separate reasons, I don't know if you might have heard, but they both got booed out this weekend, pretty much. So let's start with Drake. You know what? I'm going to talk about this after we come back from a musical break because I think it's appropriate. And there's a song I really like to hear, and I think that you would like it as well. So check it out.
I don't know.
If you'd like to call in because, you know, you got something to say, the number is 604-822-2487. If it's stupid, I'm not going to put you on. But however, if it's nice and, you know, you're being a respectful human being and, you know, I think that people need to hear your voice. Listen, the number is 604-UBC-CITR. That's 604-822-2487 for the people who can't read. I give it in both formats. You know what I mean? Some people who have a hard time with numbers, some people have a hard time with letters. You know what? And so we can unify here underneath the banner of CITR. And you know what? It's just better. It's just better that way. So let's get back to it. So yeah, wasn't a great week for some Canadian icons. Drake, he was at Camp Flogna, which is Tyler, the Creator's festival. And Tyler, the Creator, brought him out, and he got booed off the stage. Now, Drake getting booed, inherently funny to me. Not that I don't like Drake. I just think Drake getting booed is funny. But people here have not given it a goddamn rest. Like, relax. It's almost like, you know, they heard Drake getting booed, and it was like them watching, I can't even think about it. But you know the steps, you know, when you go into a Catholic church and you see the steps of, you know, Jesus being put on the cross. That's what it felt like. The conversations it felt like. You know, they're like, fam, you know, because they like to speak like they. Are from Toronto, and those people from Toronto like to pretend like they're from Great Britain. It's very weird, you know, it's weird slang. But and it was like, fam, you hear about Drake, man. And I'm like, yeah, I don't give a shit. But yeah, he got booed off. And you kind of feel bad for him until you remember that, you know, he's worth like $400 million. And honestly, you could boo me anytime I walk anywhere, like anytime I step out of my house, if somebody was like, boo, and if I was worth $400 million, I wouldn't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like, literally, anytime I step out of my house, I could go to McDonald's and, you know, order, you know, a Big Mac, and the cash register, as I tapped my card, could just boo me, and I wouldn't care. You know, I could go to the bank, and as I made a withdrawal, the teller could boo me. You know what? I'm worth $400 million. Like, who cares? You know, I could be like, maybe, you know, walking down Granville, you know, and I have to, and I have an emergency, you know what I mean? And like, I got to step into the Roxy, and you're like, yeah, I don't want to do it in this bathroom, but you know, you got to, you know, and people could be booing me the whole time, like, you know, all of the 3 minutes, you could be boo the whole time. I don't care. But Drake cared. And I hope he does care because, you know, when he cares and he cries, he really makes some great music. So, you know, I hope that he went in the studio right after that and just banged out, you know, a few hits because, you know, it's the wintertime and it's seasonal depression and I need something to dance to. And, you know, Drake makes it happen. And one of the things that I like about music is I don't necessarily have to like it. To make it have a good time, like as long as the people around me like it, that's all that matters to me. Because I'm a man of the people. Listen, I don't have to. You know, it doesn't have to be for me. This is a community, baby. You know, that we're all working together. And if you like Drake's music and I don't, who cares? It doesn't matter, you know. But it is funny to watch him get booed. Also. I don't know if you know who Don Cherry is, but he's like the most recognizable person on Hockey Night in Canada. When I say Hockey Night in Canada, I mean every week. And so over the weekend, Monday was Remembrance Day. So in Canada, here in Vancouver and all over Canada, they wear these plastic poppies to remember all of the people who have died in wars. You know, in Canadian wars all over the world. I don't even know what a Canadian war is, but Canada does have soldiers that it sends overseas. Anyway, so, you know, all the Canadians who have died. And Don Cherry on the hockey night in the coach's corner. Totally unrelated to hockey. You know, this is not related to any coaches or any line change up or, you know, what the hell the Maple Leafs are doing. But he said that, you know, you people come to this country and enjoy, you know, all of the good things about it, but you don't wear poppies and you people need to remember. And he just kept saying you people. And I mean, one, Don Cherry probably didn't think the people he was talking about were watching Hockey Night in Canada, which is why he probably should have shut the F up. However, he did not. And so he subsequently got fired. Two things I learned about Don Cherry that day. One, he's 85 years old. And I have this joke where I think that racism kind of keeps people alive for a really long time. Because if you've ever noticed, racists don't die young. It's like racism is good for the cholesterol. And not that I support racism, but a lot of these racists are living for a really, really long time. Like, I'm not going to call Queen Elizabeth a racist, but, you know, for 8 decades, you know, she has, like, subjugated millions of people around the world, you know, and she looks pretty good. Don Cherry, 85, looks pretty good. I don't know what it is. If it's not racism, let me know. Because I got a lot of love in my heart, but there's a lot of room for hate. And if I knew that it was going to keep me alive that long, I might check it out. Anyways, Don Cherry, he was fired. And it's very interesting because you see, like, a lot of the similar conservative backlash from, you know, it's like the same story from, you know, from in Canada, the United States. And they even had Don Cherry on, was it Tucker Carlson or Carlson Tucker or I don't know, whatever, the Fox News show. We don't acknowledge them. We don't have to take the time to, you know, get it right. Anyways, he was on this Tucker Max or whatever, you know, talking about cancel culture and how cancel culture is ruining the world and blah, 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 blah. And Don Cherry didn't even get canceled. He just refused to apologize. So, you know, he canceled himself. He's like, you know, if I apologize, then I would be a sanitized version of myself. And it's just like, all you had to do was clarify when you meant you people that you weren't just talking about brown new immigrants. You know, like if you just meant people in general, because there's a lot of Canadians who don't wear poppies. It's not just the immigrants. There's a lot of people who were born here in Canada who don't wear poppies. And you could have been talking about those people as well. It's not like a dictatorship. This country, you know, one of the freedoms is that you don't have to, you know, stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. You don't have to, you know, stand for a national anthem. You just do what you want to do. And wearing a poppy, I mean, maybe it's because I'm not Canadian. I just don't feel like it's that big of a deal. It's like, listen, we acknowledge all of the people who have died in wars. And, you know, you can choose to honor them however you want. But, you know, donating a quarter or 50 cents or whatever or taking a poppy for free doesn't actually do anything for veterans. I mean, I don't know. If you're a veteran and you listen to the show and you're like, you know what, I don't want any money or, you know, I don't want people to, you know, acknowledge me in a significant way. I just want them to wear poppies, and you have something to say about that. Or maybe I'm wrong. You know, you're welcome to call in. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe. Anyways, there's so much stuff going on here in Canada, particularly in Vancouver. So we have long been debating. I don't think it's even a debate, but talking about why there isn't more high-speed trains here in North America. And so Washington State officials have laid out a case on building a high-speed train from Vancouver to Seattle to Portland. And I think it's a great idea. And why stop there? Because Portland is just a few hours north of San Francisco. They could just go all the way to San Francisco. And if you're going to go to San Francisco, you might as well go to L.A. And I think a West Coast connecting train would be very, very Cool. One, because the only way to get to Seattle right now is, like, you can take the train, but the train is slow as shit, and it costs just as much as a plane ticket. Or you can take the bus. And listen, I don't know if I've told you guys my Greyhound bus story, but I've almost died on one of those things. And so I'm, like, very weary of getting back, you know, on the Greyhound. And it just doesn't feel good, you know? You know, when something is just like, you know, you just don't want to do it anymore. You know, and I'm trying to give up that lifestyle. So I hope they do build a train. And if there's a vote, and if you're listening, let's say you can get this radio station in Point Roberts, or you can get this radio station in Bellingham. Listen, vote for the train. And if you're listening here in BC, listen, let's try to vote for a train, especially before we expand the SkyTrain. I feel like we need to think about big issues, you know, as opposed to smaller ones. We can reduce emissions and just make it better. Anyways, it'll probably never happen. So we're campaigning for nothing. So one of the things that I have, we talked about this a little earlier, you know, me and you, listener, about loving your job. And some of you right now are like, you know, I love my job. Like, I just couldn't imagine working anywhere but here. And then some of you were like, you know what? If it was legal to blow this place up on my way out, I'd do it. And if I could find a way to do it, even if it was illegal and I didn't know, and they knew I wouldn't get caught, I would do it anyways. And then, like, and I'm like, I'm like, what about the casualties? You know, don't you think about the people? What about the people who love that job? And they're like, you know what? F them. This job sucks. Anyways, you're not the only one who hates your job. There is a teacher in Campbell River who has been disciplined after commenting that he would use a student to beat two other students to death. He said, hey, I'm going to get this guy and beat you to death. And that's wild. Joshua Lauren, because not only did he say he would beat the students to death, he also said he didn't like his job of being around kids. So I'm confused. If you don't like your job and you don't like being around kids, why the hell would you spend 6 years in school becoming a teacher? It doesn't make any sense. That's like saying, you know, it's like going to school to be a massage therapist and be like, you know what? I really hate working with my hands. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, there's really no other job that you can do with the teaching masters than be a teacher. And if you don't like kids, who are you going to teach? It just really, some of the decisions that people make are really wild. And I kind of feel sorry for this dude, but also if you told me when I was in high school that you were going to you know, get another kid to beat me to death, I don't think I could say on the radio what we would subsequently do. However, I'm American, so the teacher would have to obviously get sued. See, you thought I was going somewhere else, but I wasn't. And when we're back, we're going to listen to some more great music. Cheers.
Well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah 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 blah.
Explosions.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live bands, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at CITR. So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Tell him, man, shut up. Okay. Yeah, tell him, man, shut up. Shh. Who are you talking to? They follow me to find a cubicle. Sure you know this is the style, so they play with you. Sure the level not too clear, what you tryna do? Shut up, who are you talking to? They follow me to a fire cubicle. Sure you know this is the style, so they talk. Sure the level not too clear, what you tryna do? Yeah. Big flash, big bands, sick fresh, gas feeling. Big bread, big flare, drip safe, gas feeling. Big flash, big bands, sick fresh, gas feeling. When you're rocking with the boss. Yeah. Every time I pull up with a gang, yeah. Photocopy with the flex, yeah. Gotta tell this once again, though. Rock, V boot, no be benzo. Drip hard, harder than every diamond. No problem, with money, no fee iron now. Everything fresh, everything clear, everything big. Shut it, it's up, plus to requirement. Shut up, shh, who are you talking to? They follow me to find a cubicle. Sure you know this is the stacks, so they play with you. Sure the level not too clear, what you tryna do? Yeah. Big flash, big bands, see fresh, gas feeling. Yeah. Big bread, big flare, drip safe, gas feeling. Big flash, big bands. See fresh, gas feeling. Big breath, big flare. When you're rocking with the boss. Yeah, fresh to death with the green, look like Ben 10. One thing we not regret, that we spend cash. You know for them, my level got to tell them. Cause best thing them I forget, not to get sent. Bless minister, so they got a dead back when I whip the car. How would they got around it? They thought it'd be big boys, another bank thing inside. Shut up, who are you talking to? They follow me to find a cubicle. Sure you know this is the stack, so they play with you. Sure the level not too clear, what you tryna do? Shut up, who are you talking to? They follow me to find a cubicle. Sure you know this is the stack, so they talk. Sure the level not too clear, what you tryna do? Yeah. Big flare. Big bands, see fresh, gas feeling. Big bread, big flare, drip safe, gas feeling. Big flash, big bands, see fresh, gas feeling. Big bread, big flare, when you're rocking with the boss.
Yo, welcome back to Off the Beaten Path. I am your host, Issa Arian. And like I said, if you'd like to call in, you know, maybe because, you know, I ruffled your feathers about some Don Cherry comments, or, you know, maybe you agree. You know the number, and if you forgot it, too bad. Maybe you'll just have to listen, hear it again. One thing that I would just like to say. So, I don't know if you know, but CITR is a radio station that is run by the community for the community, you know, and it is a really, really special place with special people here. And one of those special people found my passport and put it in my mailbox. Now, you know, you're going to be like, well, Issa, what were they going to do with a passport? You know what? You know what I was going to do without a passport? Absolutely nothing. So I don't know who, I don't even know who did it, but if you're listening, thank you very much. And it's just a reminder that like this place really helps all types of people. Like, this is serious. It helps all types of people. So, you know, we do like a fundraising drive, you know, towards in the summer, but they do accept donations all the time. So like, if you want to contribute, you know, and you want to stop spending your money at, you know, H&M or, you know, Topshop or, you know, any one of those other companies, that probably employs, you know, 8-year-old Bangladeshi, little girls, you know, and buys them from their parents, because that type of stuff happens in textile factories. Don't get it twisted. Like, the people who make your sneakers are probably, you know, 8 or 9 years old. Anyways, if you want to like support an institution that doesn't do that, you can donate your money to CITR. It just takes a few bucks, you know, and we'd appreciate it. Anyways, you know who, and if you donate your money, listen, you'll feel good about it. Not like Peter Allard. So if you don't know, here at UBC, the law school is named the Allard School of Law. And I don't even know if I'm saying it right, but this dude has so many sticks up his ass that he probably cannot hear me. Anyways, I like the Allard School of Law. It's brand new. When I say brand new, like when I went here a few years ago and I took some classes, I took an entertainment law class there, and it was great. I had a good time. It was good. I appreciated, you know, the donation that this man made to school. So in 2014, he made a $30 million donation, and he got his name on the law school. He got his name in another hall. He's got his name on a few buildings here. And when he found out that his name wasn't on all of the law degrees, he filed suit against the school. Now, I don't know how much is too much money. Like, I just found out the other day that there's like 4,000 billionaires in the world. And like, when I found out, I was holding something and I broke it. Now, I'm not going to tell you what I broke because it's kind of embarrassing. However, just understand that that's how shocked I was. Like, you know how much $1 billion is? It's 1,000 millions. And you know how many, you know how much 1,000 millions is? It's crazy. It's 1,000 thousands. It's nuts. You know, like, when's the last time you held like $1,000? You were like, you know, I got $1,000 right here. Now imagine that, like 1,000 times that. And then imagine like 1,000. It's just too much. You can't even imagine. It's ridiculous. Anyways, I just found out. And, but also, too much money is, like, when you make a donation, because, you know, in good faith, like, I want this place to be better. I want, you know, I want students to be able to be enriched and, you know, have access to the resources and everything they need so that they can be better lawyers. And then you're like, wait, what? My name's not on the paper for graduate studies, because one of the things he was upset is that graduate studies and PhDs who graduate from Allard School of Law, they're not housed in the same faculty. So he was unaware that his name was only going to be on the JDs. So now he's suing the school. So if you like, it's very interesting because the president of UBC is in some hot water for this Chinese business conference that's happening this week. Like, in one of those facial recognition companies is going to be here and talking about the technology that they use to monitor some minorities in China. I mean, obviously, they're not going to talk about, you know, how they monitor minorities in China. However, but they do use the facial recognition to monitor the Muslim minorities in China. And so the president of UBC is like, yeah, that's cool. But also, I'm not dealing with this guy who is just looking for his name to be on a paper. Like, he's suing the school to put his name on the paper. It's one of the most ridiculous things that I've ever heard. So if you'd like to write to Peter A. Allard and his family and say, like, hey, don't you think the name on the building is enough? Like, don't you think when you walk into a building and it's named the Allard School of Law, don't you think that that is enough? Do you really need your name hanging up or, you know, in the back of people's closets somewhere? Because, listen, I have a few degrees. One is hanging up in my mom's house because she likes to put me and my brothers right next to each other. And his is a little more impressive because he went to NYU. And I don't know, like, Ohio University, it's pretty good. I had a great time there. I love the school. I love most of the people I went to school with. I like the people. I like some of the people I went to school with. I like them when, I don't know, anyway, interesting. But anyways, my brother went to NYU, and so, like, his is, like, above mine. So it kind of makes me feel, you know, a little inferior, but that's for another day. However, my graduate school degree, who knows, collecting dust somewhere. Like, I don't even know. But it doesn't matter, because I don't care whose name is on it, as long as I got it, you know what I mean? Anyways, let's talk about some real news. So, you know, some of that good shit, you know, like the shit that really gets me up, you know what I mean? And you know what I really love to talk about? I love to see animals, one, just on their best animal behavior, you know, doing animal shit, you know what I mean? Getting into animal shenanigans and just out here living free. Because when I see them, I'm like, you know what? That's what I want to be like. So, if you didn't know, feral hogs found and ate over $22,000 worth of cocaine. Now, I watch enough shows, watch enough TV to know $22,000 of cocaine is about a kilo. I don't even need to look at the article. When you watch TV like me, you just understand. You know what I mean? You just part of it. Now you're in the circle. Anyways, now you are too. About a kilo of cocaine, so that's like 1,000 grams, 2.2 pounds, I believe. Anyways, and they ate it. And so, but could you imagine? So first off, I didn't know feral hogs and pigs and boars and shit were so dangerous. But you find out, you know, when you watch educational shows like Game of Thrones and you're like, wow, Robert Baratheon, he was a big dude, and I can't believe a boar killed him. And then you find out, you're like, oh, this is happening in real life. Like, boars are out here just killing people. And there was a drug stash hidden in a forest in Italy. And basically, the boars were out here, you know, being animals. And they were sniffing around. And they found some of this. They found some of that, you know what I mean, that yak. And they just going back and back. And they're just eating it, going back, eating it, going back. And could you imagine how scary it would be to run into 40 hogs doped up on cocaine, running around, doing pig shit? Like, oh, man, it'd be scary. Like, I always say this. I feel like I always say this. Like, almost any time you ask me about, like, what's your experience working in the nightlife? My first thing is saying, I never knew how many people did cocaine. And so, like, on a given night, you know, maybe be like 10 people in the bar. You're like, these people are definitely on coke. And I'm like, wow, I didn't know that many people did coke. Now, I can only imagine if there was 10 people doing coke and there's also 40 wild hogs scrambling around, you know, Yale Town, coked up. It'd be crazy. One thing I am glad for is that if you listen to this radio show, and maybe you sell cocaine, you know that? Maybe you're like, you know what? Sounds like a horror story for me. Listen, don't hide your cocaine in the woods, please. Because the only thing scarier than 40 coked up pigs, feral pigs or feral hogs or boars, whatever you like to call them, you know, whatever you like to call them, would be one coked up bear. I'm taking 40 coked up pigs over one coked up bear. Could you imagine running into a bear with some little snow on his nose and you're like, this is Vancouver. It hasn't snowed yet. And then the bear just starts sweating and you put on some Steve Aoki and he just starts getting after it. Bro, could you imagine? It'd be amazing to watch. Anyways. So, also in New Jersey, they got 40 to 60 wild turkeys just running crazy on people's lawns. It's nuts. If you watch the video, they're just walking around. I didn't even know wild turkeys were like an actual real thing. They're just running around, jumping on people's cars, you know, just doing turkey shit, just being like, you know what, this is for our fallen soldiers, and they better watch out because November's around the corner. So, turkeys, if you're listening, you know, while it might be cool and all to be running around in the beginning of November, you know, you run around on the 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, and your ass will be on somebody's Thanksgiving table. And when we get back, we have some real, real heavy hidden news for you. It's important.
Something sturdy. At first I thought it would be worth it. I let you in, I let you in. Guess it's the price I gotta pay for love. Thought you were sent from up above. I showed you feelings I wasn't supposed to show. These up and downs are so emotional. You hit my phone, I don't hit back for hours. But you can't really blame me, it's both of ours. I tried to give you the world, you couldn't smell the flowers. Now look at you stuck in the back, while I'm counting these racks. Got that weight off my back. Now look at you stuck in the back, while I'm counting these racks. I let you get too attached. Now look at you stuck in the back, while I'm counting these racks. Got that weight off my back. Now look at you stuck in the back, while I'm counting these racks. I let you get too attached. You got issues you won't fix, I got shit that I won't fix. How about we not do this shit, you act like you knew this. Think we just not vibing no more. I'ma count these racks up solo. So much shit that I gotta do, so much shit that you gotta do. This breakup is overdue, I just feel so over you. Think we just not vibing no more. I'ma count these racks up solo. You hit my phone, I don't hit back for hours. But you can't really blame me, it's both of ours. I tried to give you the world, you couldn't smell the flowers. Now look at you stuck in the back, while I'm counting these racks. Got that weight off my back. Now look at you stuck in the back, while I'm counting these racks. I let you get too attached. Now look at you stuck in the back, while I'm counting these racks. Got that weight off my back. Now look at you stuck in the back, while I'm counting these racks. I let you get too attached.
I'm supposed to tell you that I love you when I just really discover what love is. Running away again. How the fuck I'm supposed to tell you that I need you? I need a second to think, but you dug in. Running away again. How the fuck I'm supposed to tell you that I want you when all I know is I never wanted to end? Running away again. How the fuck I'm supposed to tell you that I love you when I just really discover what love is? Ay, running away again. How the fuck I'm supposed to tell you that I love you and know I really fucking mean what I said? You know I'm dealing with a million fucking things in my head. You know I need you like the ad nigga breed, but instead of having my back, you rather turn your back to me in the bed. You know I, fuck it, I just need to unwind. You know that I ain't trying to be the fucking reason you crying. You know I'm working, know I got a lot of things on my mind. You know that I wanna be with you 100% of the time. And she like, nigga, if you love me, then say you love me then.
told you my secrets, nigga, don't judge me then. You still indecisive, okay, well, fuck it then. Your dumb ass always trying to get the upper hand in the situation. Look, I understand, wait, no fucking shit, no, I don't. Wait forever while you get you together. No, I won't. If I still feel lonely with you, then I'd rather just be alone. Deep down, I know what she want.
How the fuck I'm supposed to tell you that I love you when I just really discovered what love is? Running away again. How the fuck I'm supposed to tell you that I need you? I need a second to think what you dug in. Running away again. How the fuck I'm supposed to tell you that I want you when all I know is I never wanted to end, running away again. How the fuck I'm supposed to tell you that I love you when I just really discover what love is? Running away again.
Okay, now how TF am I supposed to exercise? Saying all these words in my head out loud. Were you lying when you said you were proud? Cause I got work to do. Last thing I'm trying to do is work on me while hurting you. I know I'm known for breaking hard shit, but don't hold that against me, I was figuring it out. Really, I don't want your mama want inside the house. I just had to practice matching actions with my mouth. I've been through a lot of little traumatized, but now I feel like big magic. You ain't ever kissed magic. You gon' dry the boat and I'ma pop a molly. Tequila with the worm and the weeds got it too hot. No, I'm too old to be stepping on my own foot. I blame myself, but I need you to take a second look. Probably robbed you for your feelings, cause my ex made me a crook. Now I'm in it for the books.
How the fuck I'm supposed to tell you that I love you when I just really discover what love is? Running away again. How the fuck I'm supposed to tell you that I need you? I need a second to think, but you dug in. Running away again. How the fuck I'm supposed to tell you that I want you when all I know is I never wanted to end? Running away again. How the fuck I'm supposed to tell you that I love you when I just really discover what love is? Running away again.
Hey, hey. Once upon a rhyme in the corner deep in my mind, with thoughts transcend space and become moments in time. Blind ambition set back with a watchful eye, unaware that love at first sight would be something that he would find. Hold up, too sweet for words and truly one of a kind. Kind soul, kind.
Yo, you back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR's. This is the best radio. Listen, I honestly believe that this is the best radio station in Vancouver easily. I don't know if you've ever listened to the other ones, but they suck. It's not, I'm not saying that, like, you know, this is the best radio station ever, but Vancouver has set a really low bar for radio, and we are way clearing it. You know what I mean? Like, even if it's like, you never seen the pole vaulter where, you know, he vaults and then it's just, you know, he just gets it. He gets over the pole, but, you know what I mean? Like, the shit gets stuck. Anyways, that. Sometimes I feel like that. However, you know, we get over it. We get over it. And anyways, the other stations in Vancouver, they honestly are so terrible. Like, if you hate hearing the same songs over and over and over again, you should tune into Crimes and Treasons on Tuesdays from 8 to 10. Not only can you listen to it live, and, like, we play 2 hours of uncensored hip-hop and R&B, and so it's like 2 hours of new music all of the time. And, you know, who's got 2 hours to just sit down and listen to music or listen to the radio in general? But the great part about it is that it's podcasted, and DJ Relly Rel, she does a really good job of mixing it. So you actually never have to hear my voice or anybody else's voice, and you can just listen to music and you can just turn it on anytime. Also, it comes with a track list. So if you love songs, you can just right onto your playlist. You know what I mean? Anyways, man, I wish I, like, I have this dream. I got a lot of dreams. If you know me, like, I like to consider myself like a visionary that lacks execution. Like, I got a lot of visions. And, you know, it's hard. It's hard out here. Anyways, but could you imagine, like, close your eyes and, like, imagine, like, your favorite animal, whether that be like a killer whale, or, you know, maybe it's a lion, maybe it's an elephant or a rhinoceros, or maybe it doesn't even exist anymore. Maybe your favorite element, your favorite animal is like a T-Rex, and you're like, wow, you know, it'd be great if I could just get one of those, like, in like the size of a cat. And I just imagine, like, me and my cat size elephant, you know, walking down the street of, you know, Kitsilano or Yale Town, you know, and could you just imagine? It's just great. It's just too beautiful. It's too beautiful to even think about. Anyways, I'm trying to think about it. I'm like looking, I kind of ran out of shit. So for the last 5 minutes, if you haven't heard my Greyhound story, I'm going to tell you. Because, listen, I'm trying to save lives here. Like, Off the Beaten Path is a, this is a community show. This is about the community. Listen, I come here every morning, every Thursday, and I do this for you, baby. You know, like that. Like, I'm here speaking to you. And one of the things is I'm trying to help people stay off of the Greyhound. Listen, I understand a Greyhound is a necessity sometimes. Sometimes you're like, I only got $25. So how am I going to get to Seattle, Issa? I can't take a fucking plane for 45 minutes. I'm just going to, you know, get on this bus. And I'm like, you know what? Me too. You might see me there. But if you see me there, just know that this is exactly where I don't want to be. Anyways, so I was in Ohio for work and was in Columbus and Cleveland, so I was going back and forth and to see some friends. And I was like, you know what? I catch a Greyhound. It's not that big a deal. Catch a Greyhound all the time. You know, it's the bus. It gets there, even if it takes forever. So we get in the Greyhound at 6 a.m., leaving from Cleveland, headed to Columbus. And about 7:15, it's only like a 2-hour drive to Columbus from Cleveland, Ohio. About 7:15, I'm sleeping, and I wake up to people saying, "Get up! Get the fuck up! Get up!" And they're yelling at the bus driver, and as our bus is veering two lanes to the right, it's like all you hear, you hear trucks honking, cars honking, and then you feel the bus jerk and like nick the railing, and then this dude who I swear was Marshawn Lynch, he walked into the bus driver and was like, "Ayo, dog, get up and get off." And so he kicked the bus driver off the bus and called the police. And I'm like, you know, get on a Greyhound coming from Cleveland to Columbus. You're like, it's a good chance there's drugs on this bus. Because I don't know if you've ever noticed, but they don't really check buses. So, like, you know, you can get on the plane, they got TSA. You get on the train, they got police officers in the train station. You get on a bus, they're like, "I hope you make it." You know, they're like, "Good luck," because it's not guaranteed. Anyways, so a bus driver had fallen asleep behind the wheel. And one of the things is that, like, I was like, damn, I could have just died right here, like on this Greyhound. And there's so much reckless shit that I do in my life that dying on a Greyhound would be so tragic. Like the idea that, you know, I didn't die sailing. You know, I didn't die, you know, hiking, you know, in West Van, North Van by myself and, you know, fought a bear, you know, maybe potentially beat the bear, you know, but I really died on my way back. You know, or maybe just come out, or, you know, a cougar or anything, you know, fall off a cliff. It could just be so much, so exciting. But it was almost a Greyhound took me out. And you're like, a Greyhound, like those tiny ass, shitty ass dogs. Listen, Greyhounds are beautiful, beautiful creatures. And anyways, but the bus, yeah, I almost died. Anyways, so that was just like the beginning to this long ass journey. And I had to be in work in like 3 hours. And I'm like, okay, I'm like an hour away, but I got 3 hours to get to this appointment that we had. And anyways, so they wouldn't let the bus driver back on the bus. The police came, they're like, you know, they did the sobriety test. They're like, "Nah, he's not drunk, he's just tired." And Marshawn Lynch was like, "Ayo, I don't give a shit. He's not getting back on the bus." And then everybody voted and was like, "Yeah, he's not driving the bus anymore. I don't feel safe." So this man had to sit in the driver's seat while a civilian had taken his keys and wait for a new driver to come. Now, I felt bad because he looked kind of young. I feel like I'm kind of young, but he was like very young. Like, you know, you could tell like this was like one of his first jobs. And anyways, and he was like, he just had to sit there. So talking with the other passengers, this girl who was coming from an anime convention, but also MAGA, was like, "Well, I'm driving to Columbus." And I just asked her, I was like, "Well, you know, can I get a ride?" And I got a ride. So it was like me in the back of this minivan with four people coming who had come from a like Comic-Con, but also a MAGA Comic-Con. I wasn't really sure. Anyways, I got to Columbus and was safe. But my boss told me if I ever get on a Greyhound again, she will fire me. But anyways, thank you for listening to the show. Listen, we do this every Thursday from 7 to 8 every week. This is a show for the people. It's not about